somewhere else.
How does it cost so much to just get a job?
Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more about the way unnecessary licensure requirements are burdening working Nevadans. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot from my favorite luxury boutique hotel in Las Vegas, the Ahern Hotel on Sahara, just west of the Strip. Ahern is the place for conservatives at conservative events in Vegas. It's my home away from home. Did you know Ahern Hotel is a modern boutique hotel with 28,000 square feet of meeting space, restaurants, and event and gaming space? The hotel is also non-gaming, non-smoking, and has no resort fees or parking fees. Ahern Hotel is perfect for parties of all sizes, from intimate to extravagant, whether it's a luncheon, a cocktail social, a holiday feast, or a company party. You can even buy out the entire hotel. For one flat rate, you and your guests will have access to all the hotel has to offer. Rooms and suites, event spaces, the pool, and unlimited food and drinks. If you'd like to get a free gift and invites to special events at the Otomo Restaurant, the Comedy Club, or Chef Joel's Chop House, all you have to do is text WAR to 26786. Text WAR to 26786 right now!
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
One of the eight who voted against Kevin McCarthy to continue on as speaker was Nancy Mace. She's a congresswoman from South Carolina. You've heard her on this show many times over the last couple of weeks. She talked yesterday, and I thought this was interesting, talking about the fallout from the McCarthy ouster. Let's go to the audio soundbite. This is cut four, Congresswoman Nancy Mace of South Carolina.
So I want to play this for you. This is Representative David Joyce of Ohio. And here's what he suggested on Inside Politics yesterday. Watch this.
Should he and the other seven be kicked out of the conference?
Well, I don't see how they can really be part of a conference when they come on the inside, listen to what's going on, and go outside and lob bombs in the middle. If it was up to me, I'd vote for it. I mean, it's a waste of time having conversations with these people.
So, Congresswoman Mace, what do you say to that? Do you think that that you all should be kicked out of the conference?
Well, I believe that David Joyce is one of the people trying to kick me out of RG2. He's the chairman of that. That was a rumor I heard yesterday. Mm-hmm. This is really an opportunity, rather than to divide our conference, bring us together. Because certainly we were fractured up until this point, and I see this as a huge opportunity to look at the challenges we have within our conference and then unite together. We have multiple individuals who've thrown their hat in the ring for speaker. They're all good men. I believe they're all honest people. And this is really an opportunity for us to bring us together and to have, you know, colleagues out there that are threatening to kick us out of the conference, kick us out of the caucuses, kick us out of our committees. I heard another rumor today from the media that someone's trying to take my committee gavel out of oversight, out of my hands, even though I've done a tremendous job on the inquiry and the investigations on oversight. We shouldn't punish people for their principles. We shouldn't punish people for their values. I only have one voice, one vote, and my word in Congress. I'm going to use it to the best of my ability to represent the people of South Carolina when I'm in Congress.
So here is Kevin McCarthy on Tuesday night after he was ousted. Watch.
Nancy Mace is a whole nother story. Okay. Let's just be honest here. I called Nancy Mace's chief of staff yesterday. I said, can you please tell me, I don't understand, where have I not kept my word? You know what her chief of staff said? You have kept your word, 100%.
What do you say to that, Congresswoman?
Well, clearly he has not kept his word. I was very public about the deals I negotiated with the former speaker and the timeline for those deals. All of that is public record. And, you know, he got fired Tuesday night for not keeping his promises. And I, you know, from my perspective, to throw a member of Hill staff under the bus like that and to try to intimidate me through my chief is not the kind of ethical or unethical behavior that I'm going to champion. And I'm going to protect the workers that we have on the Hill. And I want to look forward rather than divide our party anymore. I think we should all be looking forward at the opportunities ahead to unite together, to rally around a new speaker and do what we promised the American people we would do, finish off these spending bills.
Let me ask you one more question here. So he has now taken over Nancy Pelosi's old office. There's a lot of consternation about whether or not he will be the fundraiser that he has been, the rally point that he's been for so many candidates across the country to build a larger Republican majority in the House. Do you support him taking that office? Would you want him to continue in that role? Or no, you don't trust him and you don't want him doing any of that?
Well, I want the next speaker to be honest and someone who will keep their word. And that next speaker will have to have a fundraising mechanism. And the guys that are throwing their name in the hat have that apparatus. And I think we can be bigger and better than we ever have been before.
Okay, so it sounds like you don't feel you need Kevin McCarthy in that role anymore. Do you support Scalise or Jordan? Who would you choose?
I met with Jim Jordan yesterday. I spoke with Kevin Hern today, and I plan on speaking with Steve Scalise as well. I'm going to give every candidate a chance and hear what they have to say.
We'll find out. We'll find out how this plays out. In fact, we're going to ask one member of the House if he's on Team Scalise or Team Jordan. That's Congressman Mark Amadei from District 2. We'll talk with him in just a couple minutes, and we'll get the very latest on where he is relative to a speaker. They're going to have the cattle call on Tuesday, and I'm assuming that Congressman Mark Amadei will be there for that. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up with Mark Amadei, Congressman from Nevada, as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
The Golden Knights played their final home preseason game last night, a 4-3 win over the Colorado Avalanche. One more preseason game in Los Angeles tomorrow afternoon before the Knights officially begin their defense of the Stanley Cup title. Puck drops on the regular season Tuesday against the Seattle Kraken at the Fortress. Raider quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo saw limited practice yesterday in Henderson. The team has not ruled out starting rookie Aiden O'Connell in his place again. Devonta Adams was held out with a shoulder injury as the team prepared for Monday Night Football against the Green Bay Packers. The Silver and Black are 1-point underdogs. Tip goes up on the WNBA Finals this weekend. The Las Vegas Aces will take on the New York Liberty in the best-of-five series that begins on Sunday at noon.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio Done Right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. The use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, Both parties must de-escalate, and de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Boy, there's a whole bunch of dentists in Las Vegas, so how do you know which one to choose? Hey, Kevin Wall here. To me, it's all about how they make you feel when you're in the dentist chair. I'm proud to say my dentist is Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff have converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. It's a truly elevated experience. So if fear and anxiety are keeping you from a healthy-looking smile, I hope you'll call True Dentistry. True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation for all new patients. That's a $150 value. If you're unhappy with your smile, call True Dentistry to schedule your free consultation. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Use your annual insurance benefits before it's too late. True Dentistry has two convenient locations, in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800 or check them out at truedentistry.com.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Certainly seeing the reduced speeds through the resort corridor on I-15 southbound from the Spaghetti Bowl down toward Tropicana, though no accidents being reported on any of our freeways. Injury accident, though, the west side intersection of Desert Inn and Torrey Pines. A couple of problem spots on the east side. Accident at Flamingo and McLeod, and also on Maryland Parkway in Sahara. Also getting word of a traffic light malfunction in that area as a result of that problem at Maryland Parkway in Sahara. Sunny, warm weekend in the valley. High's going to hit the low 90s each of the next three afternoons. It's 66 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Friday edition of Live and Local. You know, just when you think you've seen everything, you see what has happened in the last week in our nation's capital. It's just it's incredible. A guy that probably thinks he's seen everything, he sat through 15 rounds of voting to get a speaker a few months ago, and now we are faced with electing another speaker. What went down last Saturday, what went down earlier this week, stripping Kevin McCarthy of his speakership. Congressman Mark Amadei joins us, I'm assuming from in-district. Mark, good to have you with us. Thanks so much for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Hey, Kevin, good to be in Nevada. Good to hear your voice, baby. Good morning.
Let me just ask you, you sat through the 15 rounds of votes for the speakership. You also were a part of what happened earlier this week and into last weekend. Can you talk a little bit about your impressions of what happened? And is that just a part of governing?
Well, it wasn't until a few days ago, I listened to the reasons that were given for folks who basically voted with all the Democrats to vacate the speaker's chair. And it strikes me, Kevin, it's like, well, you know what? You voted this way, and you know people are going to ask you why you did it, so you got to have a reason. I listened to a lot of those reasons, and it's hard. It's hard in most of those eight folks' instances to take them seriously when I'm looking at texts and emails that are coming through in real time while they're voting and right after they vote. I just voted to vacate the chair. Send me money now. Send me money now. And I'm just, you know, Kevin, I'm not famous for being a great fundraiser. And so I just sit there and go, wow, does that mean the priority in this whole thing, not the country, not the policy, not the whatever, is send me money? And then you switch, Kevin, to the actual reasons given. And I'm just sitting there going, well, you got to have a reason. And so you got one, but they don't really stand much scrutiny. You know, it's like, take Matt Gaetz, for instance, the timing on, well, we didn't do stuff fast enough. Listen, nobody did more to change the rules and to deliver on operations as those rules were changed than Kevin McCarthy did. And I'm not lamenting. It's like, hey, he's gone, so you can do whatever after the fact. But it's like, so now we're sitting here going, okay, so you want it. You want no omnibuses, you want no minibuses, and you want stuff done in real time. Those appropriations bills weren't done by the 30th because, quite frankly, members of the Republican conference, which had the ability to push those all through before the 30th. Oh, by the way, Kevin, forget about what the Senate's doing. They've done none. But we had the ability to get those through, but members wanted to vote the way they did on them. The ag bill went down on the floor, Kevin. Now, that's not the end of the world, but that means you got to keep working on it. So that may, you know, whatever. And so I'm all in for we need to do things regular order, blah, blah, blah. And this is the closest we've been to doing it. And then you got 3% of the conference saying, eh, to heck with you, 97%. And to heck with this process, we're joining with – and by the way, Kevin, it's no surprise that the D's, it would have been an act of political malpractice for the D's to vote to do anything other than they did. I mean, there's plenty of them that weren't happy about it, but it's like, so here we are, and it's like, we want to get this done. We want to get this done. Kevin, you think everything's going to be done in appropriations by November 17th? No. And if I'm wrong, you can call me on the show and tell all your listeners what an idiot I am, but it's like, it's not going to be done. So, Kevin, what's that mean? There's going to be another CR.
Now, wait a minute. No, wait. I thought 45 days was going to be the time frame. Is it not?
It was the time frame when we had a speaker, Kevin. We're in timeout right now, dude. Come on. I mean, if we move at lightning speed by the end of next week, we'll have a speaker. And, Kevin, if that speaker is somebody who is not in leadership and not in a committee chairmanship like Jim Jordan, then, hey, it's done. There you go. Everything's cool. We just plugged that one hole back to operating. But I mean, Kevin, we could probably be done by November 17th. But, Kevin, civics, what's the Senate done?
Nothing.
Well, and that makes it kind of hard to go from nothing to there's the budget for this year, this coming year. There's the budget. So let's just vote on that, and the president will sign it, and there you go.
Should there be repercussions within the conference for the eight that voted the way they did?
Well, let me just tell you this. That, for me, goes back to, you know, I'm always a guy that has believed ultimately how you vote is between you and the people who put you there, okay? So I'm going to say, obviously, I disagree with it, but I'll just tell you this. We are now we are in the majority by a few votes, and that doesn't mean you've got to trade your morals in and whatever, but that means you got to redouble your efforts to find solutions so that you can go back, same thing that I do, same thing that everybody does theoretically, and talk to your constituents and go, here's the way I did. I mean when we did the debt ceiling deal, and it's like, oh, my God, you shouldn't have done what you did and blah, 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 and all that stuff. Kevin, I'm listening to people. I'm listening to people call Jim Jordan a rhino. Jim Jordan's a rhino now. I'm like, oh, God, I'm relieved. You know, now if Jim Jordan's a rhino, then rhino's okay, you know. But anyhow, should there be repercussions? I'm like, you know what? I don't know that it on just an emotional level. It's like, yeah, you want to talk about no committees and this and that. But the problem is, I don't know that it ultimately accomplishes anything. I'll tell you what I'm focused on, but it probably won't change. this bit where one person can start this process, frankly, just makes you a hostage, especially in tight majorities. It makes you a hostage. Here we are. And so I'm not going to withhold a vote for Speaker next week when we start all this stuff all over again. I'm not going to withhold it based on that issue. But I'll tell you what, if I was the king of the world, which I never will be, that number would go up to 20 or 30. I mean, one person gets to start it. Oh, and add 2 or 3% and vote with the other side, and you've shut the Republican majority down. And I've heard from people, well, that's good. You guys didn't do what you were supposed to. It's like, well, let me tell you what. Nobody did more in less time in the speakership than this last speaker in terms of transparency and regular order. I mean, we've already voted on hundreds of amendments, Kevin, in that process. So if you had an idea and it was germane to the bill, there you go. No minibuses, no whatever. We passed 70% of the discretionary domestic spending so far. And if nobody's saying, well, you know, give them a blue ribbon, but it's like there's been more done in less time than in decades. And the result is 3% says, hook me up with the D's, and we're in vapor lock right now. Going and Kevin, I don't think we're going to elect a new speaker on first ballot.
You don't?
We will.
Now, just to let everybody know, we've got the big cattle call coming up on Tuesday, where candidates are going to present themselves to the conference. And do you expect there will be votes on Tuesday or Wednesday?
Wednesday. I expect we'll start voting on that on Wednesday on the floor, because we'll have the cattle call. They'll get a chance to say what their view of the world is, those folks that have said, hey, I'm interested in it. And so then Wednesday we'll meet as a conference. And in conference, it's just a majority of votes. That's okay. Majority of votes. That's who we, a majority rules in this process, not 3%. And so we'll say this is who we're going. And then we'll go to the floor, and nominations are open on the floor again. The idea was, theoretically, if the majority of the conference said, I want Kevin Wall, then when you go to the floor, you know, you'd vote for Kevin Wall. Or if you'd lose a few votes, because Boehner lost some and Ryan lost some and whatever. But, Kevin, it's a four-vote majority right now. And that's assuming everybody's healthy and there and whatever. And so there'll be nominations for other stuff. I'm sure somebody will nominate Donald Trump. And so there you go. And so you're going to bleed a few votes off for all those nominees. And guess what? When you got four to spare, there's more than four that will bleed off. And so you say, well, why would you do that? And it's like, well, I guess we're going to do, let's make a deal again with whoever the new person is. I don't know. But I'll just say this. It ain't going to happen. So where, like, if I was calling you a week from now going, well, the new speaker's, you know, Bob Smith. Once again, you can call me back on the show and chastise me for being such a dummy.
Well, let's, in our final couple of minutes, everybody wants to know, are you a member of Team Jordan or Team Scalise?
Well, I want to talk to both of them, and I'll tell you what I want to talk to them about. And you know me, I'm not real good at being a secret agent. So let's talk about the 800-pound gorilla in the room. With Steve, it's like, Steve, how's your health? Because by the way, Kevin, don't forget, you got to have your head on a swivel on issues like this. Kevin McCarthy, for the first time in history, we had more money than the Democrats had for our races. He was a prolific fundraiser. As we speak, I think his account, his speaker account or whatever, has $30 million in it. Wonder what's going to happen with that. I mean, ironically, some of these folks that voted against him, not that you buy loyalty, but Kevin McCarthy did millions of dollars for some of these people to get them in tight races. So I want to talk to Steve. Steve is a great guy. He's been there the whole time I've been there. Been shot. Phenomenal warrior in terms of the challenges he's had to overcome. But it's like, hey, Steve, so tell me about the health stuff, you know? And I think they have, but I think it would be irresponsible to go, this job is 24/7 forever. And so I want to talk about that. With Jim Jordan, the part that nobody's looking a move or two down is, okay, so Jim, if you're the speaker, then that means we need a new chair in judiciary. And as I look down that line in terms of the heirs apparent, not that any of them are bad guys, but it's like, this is the committee that's supposed to be doing potentially an impeachment thing. Oh, by the way, Kevin, which some people have said they think is absolutely called for and legitimate, even though the D's treated it casually and broke all the rules, we're following the rules and marching through that. So who's going to be our point person on that committee running, for instance, that thing? By the way, immigration goes through judiciary. So there's a lot. And so what are we going to do there, ladies and gentlemen? And who are you going to plug into the committee? So, you know, those are things that I think about in terms of, okay. Another one along that line is if Steve Scalise moves up to the speakership, then you got a whole slew of folks who are saying, okay, I want to be the majority leader. Okay, I want to be the whip. And one of those is also Elise Stefanik, perfectly entitled to. But it's like, so then we need a new NRCC chair or conference chair. And so you're just sitting there going, none of this, Kevin, to circle back to where we started, none of this matches up with let's get our work finished up in 45 days. Forget the Senate, even though you can't. Let's get our work finished up in 45 days so we have our budget. We finish up that last 30% of discretionary domestic spending, and we're off basically keeping our word with what we said we'd do.
Hey,
by the way, speaking of fiscal conservative, Matt Gaetz has $50 million worth of earmarks in defense appropriations right now.
Oh, wow.
Just a little fact.
Thank you.
I'm the real deal.
Hey, Congressman, 30 seconds. Is it okay if Donald Trump shows up on Tuesday?
Hey, it's America. You don't have to be a member. So if Donald Trump thinks that he wants to try to run this ship for the rest of the 118th Congress, you know what? I'll look forward to seeing what he has to say.
Congressman, always good to visit with you. Thanks so much, my friend, for being a part of the show. And you have a great weekend. Enjoy a weekend of freedom before coming back to the swamp. Thanks so much, man.
You too, Kevin. Do the same. Bye-bye.
There you go. Congressman Mark Amadei joining us, CD2. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric, Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Ron Quince, your Republican candidate for Nevada Congressional District 1 and a 20-year resident of the Las Vegas Valley. Over the last few weeks, I've had friends, neighbors, and clients ask me why I'm taking time away from a great career to run for Congress. The answer is two reasons. I'm doing it for the future of my two young precious daughters, and I'm doing it for you. When the American dream is alive for you, it is alive for all of us. It's a shame that the dream is now fading because of the reckless actions of Dina Titus and her boss, Joe Biden, and their thirst for power and control over your life. They have lied to us, destroyed our economy, our energy independence, and they have attacked our families. It's time for us to take a stand. The Ron Quince campaign is about you and the fight to reclaim the dream, the opportunities, and the freedoms that were promised in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. You have a powerful voice, and I'm listening. Join our fight for Congress today at RonQ4U.com. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Arizona Charlie's Decatur has the hottest cover and tribute bands around. Come check out the all-new Coverall Lounge, formerly Naughty Ladies Saloon, and enjoy the same great weekend entertainment with a fresh new look. So come on in every Friday and Saturday night at 8 p.m. with no cover charge. Grab a drink and get ready to groove all night long at the Coverall Lounge, located inside of your favorite local casino.
Arizona Charlie's Casino.
It's Kevin,
Danny,
and Greg,
your host on At the Close of the Mortgage Show,
brought to you by GFL Capital Mortgage.
We're here every week
to help inform, update, and educate you.
Find out the best ways to navigate financing when purchasing a home or refinancing a loan in today's volatile real estate market.
So to gain financial literacy,
to get the right information,
and have some fun,
tune in to App to Close the Mortgage Show every Saturday from noon to 1.
Right here on 670 AM KMZQ.
Boom.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the most